This episode's audio was generated using AI technology.
Imagine your brain being, you know, just bathes in this chemical that literally paralyzes your wakefulness. And meanwhile, your phone alarm is just screaming at you from the nightstand.
Yeah, that groggy, completely disoriented state, we call that sleep inertia.
Right, sleep inertia. Well, welcome to another episode of The Everyday Edit. Today, we are unpacking how to conquer that, like, inevitable fall fatigue.
Exactly. We're looking at how to seamlessly transition into autumn routines using practical, intentional choices from our sources. And the best part is zero expensive products or perfectionism required.
Yes, zero perfectionism, please. Because, I mean, trading summer flexibility for fall structure, it carries a real emotional tax.
It really does. Because as the mornings get darker, your pineal gland just keeps producing melatonin.
That's the sleep hormone, right?
Right. It keeps pumping it out long after your alarm actually goes off.
Yeah.
Biologically, we just aren't built for that rapid seasonal shift.
So it's basically like trying to drive a car with the parking brake on.
Oh, that's exactly what it feels like.
So how do we actually override our biology here? Like without buying some fancy, expensive sleep tech?
Well, the fix actually starts the night before because, you know, established routines lower your cognitive load and your decision fatigue.
Which we desperately need at like 6 a.m.
Right. So you lay out tomorrow's clothes, you put your alarm across the room. It forces you up and completely removes those choices when your brain is at its weakest.
Yeah. You just automate the behavior.
Yeah.
And my absolute favorite practical tip from the sources involves automating your environment, too.
Oh, the thermostat trick.
Yes. Yeah. So you program your thermostat to warm the room to like 68 to 72 degrees about 30 minutes before you wake up.
It's so smart.
It entirely eliminates that cold resistance.
You know,
that feeling that just makes you want to stay into the blankets forever. But what's the actual biological mechanism there?
Well, when the ambient temperature rises, it signals to your circadian rhythm that daytime is approaching.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it effectively halts that melatonin drip before the alarm even sounds.
Okay. So then what you do the very second you stand up is crucial for this 60-second morning reset.
Exactly. You want to trigger a cortisol pulse to act as your body's natural wake-up signal. That means turning on bright overhead lights immediately or getting like 10 to 30 minutes of morning sunlight.
Okay. And then the sources say to drink 16 to 20 ounces of water to rehydrate your blood. But wait, like... water before coffee.
I know. It's tough.
I mean, really, it feels like an absolute punishment when literally all I want is my caffeine.
Everybody pushes back on this one. But yes, overnight, you lose a significant amount of fluid through respiration, which literally thickens your blood.
Yikes.
Yeah, it slows oxygen delivery to the brain. So water rehydrates the system first. Plus, caffeine takes 15 to 30 minutes to even bind to your brain's receptors anyway.
Okay, that makes complete sense. And while you're waiting for that caffeine to bind, there's this completely free wellness hack from the sources that I am obsessed with.
The ice cube trick?
Yes, rubbing an ice cube on your face. It acts as this zero-cost cold therapy to instantly spike your alertness.
It's a great little shock to the system. That rapid temperature drop stimulates the trigeminal nerve in your face, which instantly spikes adrenaline.
So we've tricked the nervous system into waking up. But how do we avoid crashing like 2 hours later?
It's all about sustaining that energy simply. Just 5 minutes of gentle stretching pushes that newly oxygenated blood straight to your brain. You don't even need a gym.
Right. The sources mentioned using soup cans for indoor arm exercises.
Yes. Basic muscle tension using household items works perfectly.
I love that so much. And nutrition-wise, we should be eating balanced seasonal meals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like pumpkin spice protein oatmeal.
Which sounds festive, but it's actually a strategic move to stabilize your blood sugar. You have to counteract the artificial cortisol spike we just induced with the lights and the cold shock.
Oh, that makes sense. A unified system of lowering biological stress. And finally, there was a quick seasonal skincare edit mentioned.
Right. Swapping out harsh summer gels for a hydrating cream cleanser to protect your skin's lipid barrier from the drier fall air.
But definitely keep applying that SPF daily to save your body the energy of repairing cellular damage.
Always.
So to wrap up, we encourage you to avoid perfectionism here. Don't try to implement this entire system tomorrow morning.
Yeah, definitely start small.
Exactly. Just pick one anchor habit, maybe programming the thermostat or hydrating first thing, and build your routine around that.
And I'd add this, consider a little experiment as you approach the changing season.
Oh, I love an experiment.
Try tracking your morning alertness on a scale of 1 to 10 for an entire week.
Oh, wow. Just a simple 1 to 10 rating.
Yep. You might actually be surprised to discover that your body craves a predictable routine far more than it craves the snooze button.
That is such a fascinating reframe. Give your body the structure it's looking for, and you will be cruising right into autumn. Well, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Everyday Edit, and we'll catch you next time.